we learned a whole lot. I mean, I went into this visit with a very conservative perspective. You know, I voted against recreational marijuana as a voter. I voted against the ballot initiative for medical marijuana. You know, I'm just not a marijuana person. So I went into it with a very, you know, conservative perspective. How can we limit the amount of, you know, establishments? How can we sort of limit it as much as possible and put the, you know, the toughest restrictions? But this visit to Denver really changed my perspective. You know, I was able to see a lot of the benefits and I'm not as afraid of it as I was before. You know, I think it's going to be a good thing for our city. It's going to be a good thing for the Commonwealth. So I'm a lot more open to it now than I was before.
Well, what are some of the things that you brought back from Denver that make you feel better about this? What lessons from Denver do you think will apply in Springfield?
So one of the things that they told us was, you know, everybody was expecting for the sky to fall. You know, we thought we were going to have an increase in crime and an increase in drug use, but they haven't, and they haven't seen any of that. You know, there was no increase in crime that was tied to the use of marijuana. There were no increase in the amount of people that actually use marijuana because, as they put it, you know, if you weren't a marijuana user before, you're not going to become a marijuana user just because it's legal. And in fact, in terms of the younger people using marijuana, the numbers have actually gone down. And so, you know, those are some of the more personal things that I was worried that we would see here. But Denver said that they haven't seen any of that. So, you know, that part of it makes me feel more comfortable. The fact that they were able to use some of the resources that they and the money that they gained from legalized marijuana to fund programs for drug education, for public safety, you know, that sort of thing.
So would you be inclined to write, should I say, less restrictive zoning regulations for the recreational marijuana? Because I know there have been proposals to have big buffer zones, even keeping these away from residences.
I think that we have to find a way, and we have to discuss ways that we can make it so that it's located in a business district, and make sure that there are no loopholes that would allow these sort of establishments to open up, for example, directly next to a residence because of, you know, some zoning that happened 50 years ago. So there are still a lot of challenges when it comes to zoning, and we just have to be cautious of that and come up with the best solution.
What are we looking at from a time perspective now? I know a moratorium is in place until the end of September. Do you think that that the city can get its regulations in place by the end of September so that moratorium can be lifted and people can begin the process to apply for licenses in Springfield?
Yeah, it is my goal as council president to have the regulations approved prior to that September 30th date. I don't want to go into having another moratorium. You know, one of the things that I noticed personally was that one of the people that we spoke to at the roundtable was a city councilwoman who served as council president at the time that they regulated marijuana, and the way that she spoke about it, you know, made me feel as if this was her baby. You know, she was the council president. She was the leader of the legislative branch that was regulating marijuana use in the city. And that's a monumental task, you know, and I spoke to her privately, and I feel the same way. As the leader of the legislative branch here in the city of Springfield, I feel that I have a huge responsibility to make sure that we're on the right timeline, make sure that we get it done right, and make sure that we don't take any unnecessary delay.